Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanta from Customer Support. Your number was left on our list for a callback.
Yes, ma'am. I got a call from my fraud department from my bank. Hold on, please. I was doing dishes. Hold on. Okay, anyway, I got a call from my bank, and they said that a $7 and something was tried to take out of my account, but it was declined, and I didn't know if, because I tried to get, an advancement or loan or something, I don't know, this past weekend, so I don't know if that was what it was.
Oh, well, I can definitely take a look to see exactly what was attempted. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card? That was the
yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, it's 92307.
Okay, thank you. And your name?
My kids left with dishes in the sink, and they already know how I am about that. we're free. Yes, it would be Terry Quintana, or it could be Terry Avant, one of the two. I'm believing it's Terry Quintana, though.
Okay.
Because I'm in the middle of changing my name over.
Okay, and how do you spell your first name? You said Terry?
Yes, it's T-E-R-R-I.
Okay.
And then I'll spell the last name for you.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready? Okay, it's Q-U-I-N-T-A-N-A.
So I have Q as in queen, U as in umbrella, I-N-T as in Tom, A-N-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. Now, I'm not pulling up anything with that first and last name.
Okay, can you try this one? It'd be A as in apple, V as in Victor, E-N-T.
Okay. E-N-T, like Eddie Nancy Tango?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the first name?
Terry. It's the same name. Terry.
Terry. Oh, okay, okay. Let's see. Okay, and you said the payment was attempted today?
No, it was attempted on Friday.
Friday. Okay. Because possibly if your fraud department blocked it, then it could be the fact where it's not showing, because I've tried just your first name with the zip code. I even tried your phone number. Then I tried the first and last name with the event and then the other last name. But I'm not pulling up any orders associated with what you're giving me.
Okay, so what does your company actually do?
Well, we do assist with over 100 different companies that do online marketing and sales, like gadgets, sweepstakes, supplements, things of that nature.
Oh, okay. I know what that was then. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I got an email for that. I had one something from Walmart, I think it was. And I went there and I went through the whole thing and I was like, no, forget all this. No. And I backed out. So
okay.
I didn't figure it. I didn't even figure it took anything. So
I don't think it went through.
Okay. So you don't think, cause you're under Miracle, something, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So did you guys. Okay. All right. I will call back my bank and now they won't try to attempt it again, will they?
No, ma'am, because I'm not even showing your information in our system to begin with. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because if it doesn't, and I think, because it doesn't even show in my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And fraud was like, well, whoa, if it's been declined, it's not going to show. So
true.
I was like, oh, and all of a sudden I have like a positive 92 in my account. I'm like, where the hell did that come from, too? It's not going to show in my bank. So I don't know. The Lord, I guess, is throwing money in there that I don't even know where it's coming from. me and God got, had it out the other day. So, I know it's not his fault, but, it's like one thing after another, and I'm
true.
On disability, so I'm like a limit, And my doctor won't let me go back to work because I'm on oxygen. So she won't let me go back to work at all. And it's been 5 years since I've been out of work. And I'm raising a 15-year-old only on like $1,000 a month. And I have to live with my daughter because I've already had two mini strokes. I don't know if I've had any more, but my hand goes numb and everything. Like this morning, I was trying to pull the creamer to make my coffee, and I dropped the creamer all on the floor. I slip and fall a lot. It's just really bad. So, I mean, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying that you come back, you know, and all we can do is put our life in his hands, you know. But my car broke down, and it's just like one thing after another. And December is not my month anyway. You know, I really don't care for Christmas because my dad's gone and my mother's gone. So it's just, yeah, I do it for the kids, so. You know, my grandma
used to stuff, so. I get what you're saying. Yes, ma'am. It can, I know with all that going on, it can kind of get you where you feel like, hey. Because that's how sometimes I get where I just feel like days I just live for my kids. And I just sit there and just think to myself, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Kind of where I go, you know, I go most days.
Yeah, well, you know, and I've even told my kids, like, you know, because I have 32, 28, and 15. And then my grandbabies are 10, 8, 4 and newborn. He's only like 2 weeks, 3 weeks old. So, and I've already tried to take my life anyway a few times. But, you know, I've told my kids, you know, the only reason why I'm around, honestly, is the other two, they're already grown. They can deal with it. But, you know, if I go away from my 15-year-old, who's he going to have? His dad's never been around. You know, I've always been mom and dad to him. So who is he really going to have? You know?
Sure. Hey, girls!
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, so, you know, honestly, I'd rather just be up there with the Lord and be with my dad. But if I take my own life, I ain't going there anyway. So, but, you know, and trust me, there's a heaven and hell because I've seen them both in my dreams. So, you know, there's no joke about that.
Live for your kids. I know how, like I said, I know how things can get overwhelming, and that's what we'll think about. Like I say, every day, I even put some of my girls on my desk. I just look at them and just smile and say, hey. That's why I feel like I'm going hard for them.
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, don't ever leave your home. Don't ever leave your home without kissing your kids, loving your kids, everything. Because let me tell you real quick, I'm sure you're probably busy, but let me tell you, my nephew, back in 2016, on April 17th, he left his home, and it was his kids' birthdays, and they had the party and everything. It was on a Sunday. He left to go to work, and he told his boys, I'll see you when daddy gets back. He left on Sunday night. He was a parole agent for Texas. And he left, and he never came back on that Monday. Because on his way home, he was killed by an automobile accident. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They say you never know
right
the day nor the hour. Oof.
Yeah.
I sent chills.
And what trips with me, is that he was born on April, I think it was April 3rd. No, April 3rd. So he was born on the 103 day of the year when he was born. His badge number was 103, and when he passed away, it was 103.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. That don't send chills. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So for my sister for Christmas, because I do diamond paintings, so for my sister for Christmas, I did a diamond painting of my nephew and his dog because he had a canine. So... You know, and I went out and found a dog that's a German Shepherd and Belgian Malinois, like he had. And he had his dog named Vino, and I named my dog Vina.
Oh, that's so cute.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, don't ever, and she, I don't know if you're married or whatever, but, you know, don't ever go to bed mad because, you know, with your husband or whatever, because you never know that you might not, he might not wake up. The next
morning.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I tell my kids too, don't fight with your siblings. You know, make it good with everybody because you never know. You know, and when I ended up passing away at home, I was gone for like 10 minutes. And when this happened in 2017, when I died at home, and I seen heaven, you know, I came back, but obviously, I told the kids there's a heaven, and you know what, look how fast mom could have went, you know, who knew that the paramedics were going to be able to bring me back, you know, so, but yeah, it's really, really short. I mean, it gave me a whole different look on life, you know, but, just love on your babies and, you know, enjoy the time that you have with your family and everything. Because you never, ever, ever know, you know.
Thank you. So, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But you have a wonderful Christmas. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your kids opening their gifts. And thank you so much for listening to my little Christian story.
You and I, no problem. It's been a pleasure.
There's a lot of people like, I don't want to hear Christmas. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's those Scrooges and just by humbug. But yes, ma'am, it's been a pleasure.
Well, you know, I really feel for you guys because my daughter does the call station here at home, and plus she takes care of me. But I'm not even supposed to be left alone. And yeah, they got life alert for me. But anyway, she's like right the room away from me, her office.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning, Monday through Friday, she gets on that phone. And man, there'd be some old people on there that piss her off. And she goes, you know? So you know, I try not to get snotty with you guys, but boy, there's sometimes they call me up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, no. We ain't having this. You guys need to be sleeping.
Tell your daughter she has to get one of those stress type balls so then you know you can squeeze it. I know I constantly stay squeezing something and my coworker's looking at me and I'm just squeezing and I'm just counting the 10. Hey, it helps every now and then.
No, because she doesn't call things here at home. So she just tells me at lunchtime, Mom, I need a drink. I need a drink soda. I'm like, yeah, I know you're drinking soda. Yeah, so she's funny. She's hilarious. But
yeah.
No, they're gonna put cameras up to make sure that they keep track of me and everything when you know they leave and stuff like that. So you know, but I got my little panic button, you know,
yes,
if need be.
Yeah.
So. But you know, Lord willing, I'll get better and I'll be able to go back to work. So
mm-hmm.
You know, that's my ultimate goal. So, but all right, sweetie, I'll let you go and answer those other phone calls. And you know, I'm sorry you have to work on a Sunday, but you know, you have a Merry Christmas. All right.
Same to you as well. And thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great and safe New Year as well.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.